Hello, Giants. Welcome to this episode of The Goose Call. We are here with the Social Emotional Learning and Student Wellness Department.
People just don't know all there is to know about Goose Creek Schools. In this district, we grow giants.
Welcome to The Goose Call.
The juice of the goose.
This is Dr. Martinez, your Director of Communications. As mentioned, I'm here with two fabulous ladies from the team. Go ahead and introduce yourself and who you're with.
Hi, I'm Precious Remenek, and I'm the Director of Social Emotional Learning and Student Wellness for the district.
And hello, everyone. I'm Teresa Caldwell. I am the Behavior and Mental Health Coordinator for the Social Emotional Learning Department.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us today. So starting off our Goose Call, what is the Social Emotional Learning and Student Wellness Department?
Our department supports over 24,000 students in the district. We are here to ensure that they are well so that they can be productive in the classroom and, of course, in our community. So we are here to ensure our students' wellness.
So what do you do to do that? What do you do in your department?
In our department, we provide interventions for students who have made a crisis outcry. And that could be either harm to self, possibly harm to others. And so our student wellness interventionists provide interventions at actually, they provide 9 weeks of interventions for those students to provide them with social skills.
And of course, our goal is that our students aren't harming themselves or committing or wanting to hurt others. So we put a lot of effort into the wellness side. So we ensure that all of our students are able to receive lessons on coping, problem solving, regulating their emotions, and just being able to function from day to day.
So you're talking about functioning, right? How do you meet all of the needs of the students and families?
Well, that's a great question because 24,000 students, that's actually a lot, right? Mm-hmm. So our department is actually consists of a network. And so we work with our grade level counselors. So all of our campuses have counselors. We also work with our student wellness interventionists. As Ms. Caldwell just mentioned, we have those student wellness interventionists at our secondary campuses and one person assigned to two elementary campuses. We also have in our network Harris County CHIs, and they are assigned to our elementary campuses and communities and schools at all of our secondary campuses. So we have to work all together to meet the needs of the kids. We also could not do it without our agencies. We have lots of agencies that we work with to help our students and families both in the school setting and outside of the school setting as well.
And some of those partners that we have included are the Harris Center. We also have T-Chat. We have Spindletop. We also have DePelchin that comes in to provide assistance on select campuses. We have BACOTA, which is the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Council for those students that are in need of those services. We also partner with NAMI of Greater Houston. And so we have NAMI for those students because our department deals a lot with mental health issues and also mental health awareness. NAMI is one of those agencies that we have partnered with for a number of years that provide information not only for students but for staff and parents alike. We also have been designated as a grief-sensitive school district by the New York Life. And so that means that all of our staff members at one time had to go through this training to become a grief-sensitive school district. Other areas that we provide or other partners that we provide or have partnered with us is the Children's Assessment Center. So those are some of the partner agencies that we are currently using or utilizing to help us to be able to provide services for all of our students and their families.
We know you work hard for your community. That's why Community Resource Credit Union is giving back with a new type of mortgage designed specifically for first responders, healthcare, and education professionals. The Community Hero Mortgage offers zero down payment, no lender fees, and no private mortgage insurance required. Go to crcu.org/communityhero to apply today.
So it sounds like you guys have a lot for our students and families. Now, where can students go for help if they need it?
Okay, so we have done a great deal of work in ensuring that, first of all, our students know that they have trusted adults on campus. A lot of times they will go to their grade level counselors or to sometimes even the grade level secretary. And so we've provided these mini cards that actually say we're here to help. And on those cards, there's a list of 24/7 resources. So like if a student has a concern and is after hours or if we're on a break, there are numbers and hotlines that they can call. They also know that when going to a trusted adult, again, sometimes they'll go to their grade level counselors. They might go to CIS, CIS. They may even more than likely go to their teacher and say, hey, I'm struggling with something and I just don't know what to do. And so at that point, our network will take a look at those needs and decide and help them to decide what may be the best method. And from that point, we provide that service to the student and both the families if they're interested.
That is amazing. And obviously, you guys have put together a really great team, a great program. What are some successes for your department here in Goose Creek?
We are so pleased to be able to answer that question because Goose Creek has afforded the parents and the families with lots of different initiatives that we have completed or initiated in our department. One of those being our Wellness on the Go. And our Wellness on the Go is a program that or an activity that we started in our department to basically take the needs, take the mental health on the road to the campuses. And basically what we do is we use our Character Strong curriculum and we provide hands-on activities for not only the students, but also for the adults. And so, and it's basically wellness on the go. It is taking that the initiative and putting it out there for the campuses to have it in-house on their own campus.
And I'd also like to think that one of our successes is that we've expanded the supports for mental health. So we know that, of course, across the nation, there's a need for students and adults alike. And so we've been able to work with some outside agencies to come up with agreements to where they're able to come in and actually provide those services upon request of the students and families. So we're able to service not only Harris County through the Harris Center, but also Chambers County through the Spindletop. And so that, I would have to say, is a great success because we're able to now offer additional services to our entire school district.
I am impressed with everything that you have said. And just to review, we have the support you need. Families out there, students, parents, staff, if you are in need of any support, please, please, please reach out to someone on campus. We do have some more information on our website. And Ms. Precious, what is that website?
Okay, we're, of course, gccisd.net, and we are the Social Emotional Learning and Student Wellness Department.
Thank you so much for listening in on this episode of The Goose Call. We are excited to bring you these resources. Remember that you can go to our website if you have any additional questions. Thank you to Community Resource Credit Union for sponsoring this podcast.